speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, England fans are feeling optimistic and anxious with kickoff an hour away in their World Cup semi-final against holders Argentina. Joe Rawson reports from Atlanta.
The atmosphere is ramping up here in Atlanta with kickoff approaching and this historic rivalry about to be renewed with the highest of stakes on the line, a place in the World Cup final. England boss Thomas Tuchel has tried to play the magnitude of the game down.
I think every team in the world is beatable, so is Argentina, so is us.
Morgan Rogers gets his first start of the tournament and Reece James and Jed Spence come into the 11. Lionel Messi leads the line for Argentina.
This supporter has been in the city all day and can't wait for the action to start.
I'm sure England will win. I'm sure it'll kill our nerves, but it'll be so exciting. So exciting. Just to be here is fantastic.
Elsewhere, and there were football puns aplenty during Sir Keir Starmer's final Prime Minister's questions. He defended his record in Downing Street, while a Tory MP said he'd been given a red card by the 400 or so dodgy referees on his own benches. A 14-year-old boy has been charged with offences linked to extreme right-wing terrorism in South London. Police say it's in connection with an alleged plan to target two mosques in Sutton. Iran's faced a fresh wave of attacks from American forces. US Central Command says it aims to further degrade military capabilities used by Tehran. New ticket barriers are to be installed at railway stations across England as part of a crackdown on fare evasion. £33 million is going into taller gates to prevent passengers jumping them. And Nobby Stars' son says football has failed players affected by illnesses linked to heading the ball. A coroner ruled earlier that the 1966 World Cup winner died with a brain condition caused by repeated headers. And that's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Classic hits. The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
I'm going to start the show with another of my annoying little questions. First track tonight, Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now, was the number two selling single in the whole of 1987 in the UK. You've got about 6 minutes to think, what was a top seller in that year?
Red Kite Radio.
Touch.
Welcome once again to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. And to paraphrase a brilliant dance track from 1980, and the heat goes on, doesn't it? Hope you're still surviving all this heat. Well, the good news is I've got 2 hours of classic music from the 80s coming right up, so you can sit back, relax, take it in, and enjoy the memories that the music will undoubtedly bring you. And first track tonight was Starship and Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, which is written by two of the great, relatively unknown pop songwriters of the 70s and 80s. I say unknown, I do mention them pretty regularly on this show and on my last show, The 70s Rewind, Diane Warren and Albert Hammond. And the track featured Grace Slick and Mickey Thomas on vocals. And Mickey had actually had a 70s hit as vocalist in the Elvin Bishop Band with a track called Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Well, this track was Grammy nominated, it was number one on both sides of the Atlantic, and to answer the little question I posed, the only single that outsold it in the UK in the whole of 1987 was Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Well done if you remembered that. And then just now we heard the Lambrettas and Poison Ivy, which was a song from 1959, and a hit back then for the Coasters. Well, the Rolling Stones used it as a B-side in 1964, but the biggest hit for the track was this cover version by the mod revival band The Lambrettas, who formed, well, very fittingly really, in Brighton, and that was in the late 1970s. And you might think they were a one-hit wonder. Well, not quite. They had another top 20 hit called Dance, but this was their highest placing single, a number 7 in 1980. But now more music, and next up is Gloria Gaynor and I Am What I Am, which is a song that first appeared in the Broadway show La Cage aux Folles, but it was given this disco treatment by the highly successful US producer Joel Diamond. It became a club hit and after that a huge gay anthem and also a top 40 hit all around Europe, got to number 13 here in 1983.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say
classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling
on Red Kite Radio.
Deep in debt, 'cause I'm never getting enough. But when it's time to collect,
Shalimar, of course, and I Owe You One, which came from their third album, Big Fun. And it was co-written by one of the leading producers of black music in the late 70s and 80s, Leon Silvers III, who did in fact write most of Shalimar's songs, as well as for The Whispers, Seventh Wonder and other bands. Now, Shalimar, I think, will always be remembered for the mesmeric dancing of the band's Jeffrey Daniels, who would go on to do a lot of work with Michael Jackson, actually. But they would have no less than 11 top 40 hits here in the UK, this one number 13 in 1980. Now we've got a few messages from our advertiser coming up, but then we'll be back with Love's Great Adventure by Ultravox, who had formed back in 1974, although at that time they were called Tiger Lily. And having said that, Midge Ure, their famous frontman, well, he only really joined them at the start of the 1980s. And that coincided with them regularly appearing in our charts. Indeed, they would end up with 16 top 40 hits, and this was the last top 20 hit that the band would have in the UK, a number 12 in 1984.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do. Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
For Tame, Haddenham and Long Crendon,
Red Kite Radio.
Standing on my own, it didn't mean that much to me. I thought I had it all. I didn't see the mystery. I stood the test of time.
107.2 Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
I feel so lucky loving her. Tell me what else is magic for. She thinks it's better left unsaid. She makes her mind up at a glance. It really made a difference. I seem to be unconditionally hers. She's like a new girl every day, and all the rest don't bother me. I'm far too busy loving her. She says we're not responsible. She thinks with her chin up. She always makes some common sense. Always knows just what to say. She always takes me unawares. In less time than it takes to fall, I'm here and there you are. We never fall.
She Makes My Day on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio, written, produced and performed by Robert Palmer. Although Robert did later say that he really didn't give much thought to it at all. It was a bit of automatic writing on his part. Well, maybe he should have done that more often, because it would be his second most successful single in the UK from his 10 top 40 hits that he'd have, got to number 6 in 1988. Now, there's a repair cafe in Tame at the Scout Hut on Southern Road on Saturday the 18th of July from 2 till 4 p.m. You can take your broken small electrical, mechanical, household items, or textiles, in fact, and learn how to repair them. Only one item per person, please, they ask, and repairs will be free, but donations are requested towards costs. Now, if you'd like to find out more, you just need to go to the website 21stcenturytame.co.uk, and that's the numbers 21 at the beginning of 21st century. And then once you're on the website, click on our projects. Next up, we're going to hear from Freeze with IOU, which was written and produced by an American producer called Arthur Baker, who also worked with New Order, amongst other bands. Now, this is one of those songs that certainly lives on because it regularly gets sampled in other songs. Freeze themselves, well, they formed in 1978 in London as a jazz funk outfit, but at the start of the 80s, they moved to more of an electro sound. They would have one other top 10 hit with the track Southern Freeze, but this was certainly their big one because this would go to number 2 in 1983.
The 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Back to
was Back to Life from Soul to Soul, which was written by members of the group, with one of them, Karen Wheeler, the vocalist, saying that it was inspired by a near-death experience that she'd had where she thought she was sent back to life to fulfill her mission on Earth. It's a bold statement that we can't really prove or disprove, but it was a huge worldwide hit, no doubt about that, and it was a number one here and the fifth best-selling single of 1989. Now, after a few adverts, we're going to then hear from Janet Jackson and Let's Wait a While. Co-written and co-produced by Jackson herself, although it's inspired by a life experience of another of the co-writers, Melanie Andrews. And it ended up causing some controversy as the song has striking similarities to a 1975 song, Daisy Jane, by the band America. So much so that Jackson ended up agreeing an out-of-court settlement with them. Well, it would be one of her most successful UK releases, number three in 1987.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
I didn't know why I couldn't stop drinking. I thought I was on my own with my problems.
Alcoholics Anonymous didn't judge me or criticise me. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living.
It's free and confidential. If you're worried about drinking,
call 0800 9177 650 or search Alcoholics Anonymous online.
Listen. The following takes place between 7pm and 9pm on Thursdays.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
We have 2 hours of great 60s tunes, and why not tune in and give it a go? 7pm till 9pm on a Thursday night.
'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
All right.
For Tame, Haddenham and Chinner.
Red Kite Radio.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that you should know. It's not that I shouldn't. Let's take it slow. When we get to know each other and we're both feeling much stronger, then let's try to talk it over. Let's wait a while longer. Let's wait a while.
to be frightened with my love, because I'll never give up on you. Let's wait a while, a while before it's too late. You know you can't rush love.
Radio.
The taste of your tears.
And that was King and The Taste of Your Tears. And I've got to say, that's a song I don't remember from their second and final album. And it was written, as most of their tracks were, by Paul King from the band. And you could certainly say that they were short-lived. My word, they had 2 hit albums and 5 singles in just 12 months, and then they disbanded. And this would be their penultimate hit and number 11 in 1985. Now, we're fast approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but I hope you can stick with me after the news, because I've got some Texas, I've got some Lisa Stansfield, and a little bit of Shakin' Stevens, all coming up in the second hour of the show. 2 tracks to take us up to the news at 8, and, well, I'm going to finish the hour with a tribute. I mentioned a number of weeks ago that Bonnie Tyler was very ill in hospital in Portugal. Well, you probably saw the sad news last week of the death of Bonnie. And I thought it'd be fitting, really, to play her biggest single and an iconic 80s track, Total Eclipse of the Heart, of course. There's been glowing tributes to Bonnie as a person, but also as an artist, because many people don't know she was one of very few Britons to have sold 100 million records in her career. This one, a transatlantic number one in 1983, and Bonnie's lasting legacy. Just before that, we'll hear from Rod Stewart with Young Turks, which is a somewhat confusing title, as the word Turks never actually appears in the song, because the chorus says Young Hearts. Well, it certainly didn't put the record-buying public off, or his fans, because it would end up being a worldwide hit, top 5 in America, and number 11 here, 1981.
Somehow, some way, it's gotta get better than this. Party back You found the home of classic hits in Tame, Red Kite Radio.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
All the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now tonight, and I need you more than ever. And if you want,
falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.